Speaking at the OSCE summit in Belgrade, US Secretary of State John Kerry said the air campaign against Islamic State, or Daesh as it is also known, was only one part of the strategy, and there was more work to be done.
I think we know it, that without the ability to find some ground forces that are prepared to take on Daesh, this will not be won completely from the air.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey met for the first time since the downing of a Russian jet by Turkish forces. Moscow has warned that Ankara will regret the incident. Russia has also voiced its anger at NATO's invitation for Montenegro, once part of the former Yugoslavia, to join the alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg dismissed Russia's concerns Wednesday.
The decision to invite Montenegro is not directed against anyone. It is for our shared security.
Tensions over Russia's intervention in Ukraine have likely expedited NATO's invitation to Montenegro.
It still has problems of corruption, organised crime and judiciary, etc., etc. But I think geopolitics has played a role here, and if it hadn't been for Ukraine, maybe Montenegro wouldn't have made the grade.
Meanwhile, on his first trip to Kosovo Wednesday as Secretary of State, John Kerry sought to calm the worsening political storm. In recent weeks, opposition lawmakers have repeatedly let off tear gas inside Kosovo's parliament in protest at the government signing a European Union brokered deal to improve ties with Serbia and offer more rights to the Serb local minority. Kerry said the deal would be good for Kosovo.
And make no mistake, we would not support any agreement that would threaten the sovereignty or the security or the independence of Kosovo.
U.S. diplomacy still wields considerable power in Kosovo, says Judah.
In general, Kosovo is a very pro-American society, and in general, people will be delighted that Mr. Kerry is there and willing to listen to him. Whether the opposition politicians are is another question.
Kerry also conveyed U.S. concern over Islamic radicalization. Dozens of Kosovars are believed to have traveled to Syria to fight for Islamic State. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.